starts right now.
We got a little bit of a cool front coming through. It's 76 degrees outside. When's the last time we've been in the 70s?
Oh, man. It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, this is great. I had to wear two sweaters.
You got two sweaters.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be able to feel this, because by, you know, 8, it's going to be 80, but... Hey.
And then 96.
And then 96. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, hey, but it's at least right now, it doesn't feel too bad out there. It's no longer a dog's mouth, as you like to say.
It's a cat's mouth. Is it possum's mouth?
I don't know. Why does it got to be an animal's mouth?
Oh, I don't know. It's Bobby Rossi's mouth.
No.
Mary Hoxie's.
No, we'll go. No. Mary Hoxie.
Mary Hoxie's mouth.
Cold. All right. It's got to be. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew as he's out this week. And of course, Candy's still manning everything and keeping everything under control. And looking at those weather systems that were out there, we mentioned the other day, there's a third now that's popped up. And this one in the Gulf. Yeah. So we mentioned yesterday.
Are you
sure? Yeah. and this is under the new modeling that the National Hurricane Center is using now, by the way, that they say is much more accurate. It does show that over the next 48 hours, 0% chance of formation. However, the next 7 days, 20% chance of formation, which is not a lot. But to give you an idea, there was a system right off of Africa yesterday that we said had a 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days. It is now up to 30%.
Ooh.
And a 10% chance it could develop within the next 48 hours even. There was another one that was 20% chance of formation. It's out in the middle Atlantic. It is now up to 40% after just 24 hours. Yeah. It is now up to 40% chance of formation. Both of those systems in Africa have a trajectory that is headed straight to the United States eastern coastline. And then, of course, we have this one in the Gulf that is starting to develop. It could form the beginning of next week if it does develop into something. Either way, if it doesn't develop into an actual, you know, tropical storm or something, it's still going to be rain that we're probably going to get from it.
Right,
so we'll get some storms, stormy weather from that. So we'll have to keep our eye on that whole ordeal. Then there is, I want to talk about Senator Rick Scott coming into Pensacola yesterday.
Oh, I saw him on Channel 3.
Yeah. So he came into there. Our own Steve Taylor went out there yesterday to cover him as well.
Oh.
And so I believe we might have, David might have some audio. I don't even know for sure, but I believe David has some audio that I'm sure he'll be playing a little bit later. But one of the things that reason why he was in Pensacola is on a Keeping Our Kids Safe tour. So he's highlighting action items that he's implemented to try to protect our kids. The ASK Act would keep children from interacting with artificial intelligence on social media unless their parents give them permission. And we've talked about this. There's a few states this past year during their legislative sessions. I think it was like Utah, and I believe in like North Carolina, and there was one other one. They passed bills where kids under the age of 18 cannot even be on social media unless the parents sign off on it. So basically the kids sign up. You put in your age. Of course, the kid could just put in there, 21.
Yeah.
But the idea is that the kid would put in their age. Oh, I'm 13, I'm 15, whatever. And then it would have a link or something that a parent has to approve them to be on social media. I thought that was a good idea.
I'm sure it is. I don't have kids, but like social media, I don't really think of.
It scares me all the time. My two bigger kids, who are now 20 and 19 years old, I didn't even let them be on YouTube. Just because if they were on YouTube watching maybe something that was very innocent.
No, of course.
There might be a, you know, when you get done with YouTube, it gives you video suggestions. Mm-hmm. And
or just goes to one.
Or
right?
just goes to
yeah,
one.
Sure.
And I was like, I don't know if the video suggestions are going to be something I'm going to want my kids to watch. And, you know, you just never know with the algorithms and stuff. So I didn't even let them be on there. But it became a very big challenge. Oh, yeah, there's the three storm systems right there on WEAR.
Oh, look at that.
So
yay.
It became a big challenge when my daughter, who's 6 years younger than the two older ones, mm-hmm. I mean, she's trying to, she wants to be like her big brother and big sister. And they're on the TikToks and they're on the Instagrams and they're on the Snapchats and they're mm-hmm. using all the different filters to make their face look different. And,
sure.
you know, Snapchat has all these different
it's
things.
It's fun.
It's just fun, a fun
yeah.
thing. And so she just saw it, was like, that's fun. I want to have fun like that, you know? And that's, but it's been like stressful to me all the time.
I'm sure.
Because I'm always yeah. like, who is she talking to? Who are you doing? So let me see your phone. You know, I know.
Absolutely.
I'm always
yeah.
like, let me see your phone. She's like, why, Dad? Oh, you know why. I need to see who you're talking
yeah,
to.
Yeah, there's predators out there. It's scary. Yeah. It is terrifying. Not to mention the dirty videos and stuff. Like, I see them on YouTube too, and I'm like surfing. Yeah. Like how to crochet and how to, you know what I mean? Yeah. How to redo a dresser. I don't
and
need to see.
And the next thing you know, how to crochet naked.
Well,
and you're
yeah,
like, wait,
it's like,
what?
Hey, see my blank, you know, here's the link. And it's like, oh my gosh,
exactly.
you know, I do not need to see that.
Yeah. No. And I'm
of age.
Even with my youngest, I mean, my two older kids where I didn't really let them on, be on YouTube and they definitely didn't have social media and all this stuff. My daughter, I remember she was about 8 years old, maybe. I think she was seven. She accidentally came across some pornography one time and was like,
terrifying.
Mommy, what is this?
Yeah, it's terrifying
and
as a kid.
It's
yes.
just horrifying to us. As parents, like, oh my gosh, she doesn't even know what this stuff is. And now she came across this. And it sucks to be a parent today.
I bet. Yeah.
Because back when I was growing up, if I wanted to come across pornography, mm-hmm. then it'd have to be like at my friend's house. And
right.
his dad might have some porn stashed somewhere, you know? And they'd
right,
be like,
right.
There was no coming across pornography.
Right, versus
was,
now, you, golly.
Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's just everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. It's kind of, it's bizarre. So I like this idea where parents have to give permission. So Senator Scott's bill is a little bit different than those ones that were passed in these few states, but it's very similar where it puts parents in control on whether the kids can be accessing the social media. He's particularly more concerned about artificial intelligence and them interacting with artificial intelligence. He says this, quote, these are basic ideas, but especially AI is so new. Let's get the facts before we let it explode and impact our kids. In other words, don't let kids get on AI like ChatGPT or Bard or any of these other ones that are out there. But more and more of these social medias, I guess, are going to start implementing artificial intelligence chatbots and things like that.
Oh.
Onto the social media.
Well, what's the big deal if a kid's talking to a robot?
Because the robot may not realize they're talking to a kid.
Yeah,
and
but it's not like the robot's going to come on to anybody.
No, the robot would be like, hey, you know what? You sound like a pretty good person right here. I want you to look at this nudie video or something.
What is AI? Well,
I don't know.
I don't work in AI, but I don't think it does that.
AI's nefarious. Haven't you seen movies?
Haven't you? No, yes, I have, and you have not. You wouldn't watch Megan.
No, I won't watch Megan. No. That's freaky. Just watching the trailers alone just freaks me out.
See, it's a robot therapist. I mean, yeah. Yes, I get it that she kills people or whatever, but it's to defend the children.
Yeah. But, I mean, we've had plenty of movies like Eagle Eye and Shia
right.
LaBeouf.
Yes.
And but LaBeouf. So I think it's just what he's saying here is we just don't know what can happen with
no,
it.
No, that's true. That's
and
true.
So it's like let's just be there. So speaking of artificial intelligence.
I got it.
Oh, boy. I saw this morning while I was show prepping. So Fannie Willis, she was all in the news yesterday because she made the announcement for the indictment against Donald Trump.
And
41 RICO charges.
Yeah.
And so Fannie Willis is the district attorney in Georgia. And then somebody put together a artificial intelligence-based deep fake. And if you're not familiar with deep fakes, I don't know why they call it deep fake, but...
Because it's fake and you can't tell.
I guess because it's so deep. Like
right.
The level of coding is so deep, you mm-hmm. can't tell. And so they put together this deep fake where it looks like Obama
yeah.
on Fannie Willis's body, which
right.
looks kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. He's got her hair
and
her shoulders.
Yeah. She's wearing her yeah. clothes.
Right, but it's
clearly his face. And he's talking, and it looks like Obama's talking.
Yes.
And then you hear him. saying the exact same words as Fannie Willis. This will go ahead and hear it.
Thank you for joining us. I'm here with the prosecutors and investigators who have worked diligently on the investigation of criminal attempts to interfere in the administration of Georgia's 2020 presidential election.
There you go. I mean, today, you can hear a little bit of Fannie Willis's nuances in there, but it's Obama's voice and kind of his tones, and it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, we found this. Bobby found this on Twitter this morning, and Roseanne Barr, I love her, but man, dude, she's very controversial now, and pretty much has been for a while. But
yeah, that's true.
But yeah, she forwarded that she hates Obama, but she forwarded it's called Fannie Obama. And C3P meme is where we found it from the real Roseanne off. I'm sorry, not Twitter, X. Or is it called
X.
Twitter?
I think it's, well, right now it's still transitioning.
Okay, well, whatever.
Yeah.
It's transitioning.
Yeah, it's transitioning.
Like Fannie Obama.
It's X, formerly right. known as
Twitter. Yeah. But it's wild, man.
And what is that? Eggo brunch in a jar.
The sipping cream. It's a boozy drink available at select stores and online.
Oh, is that what it
we
is?
Have a TV screen in here. I thought to make actually, sure we don't miss anything.
I thought it actually had like waffles inside a mason jar with some bacon in there and some maple syrup. And it was just like ready to go. You just go pick it up off the shelf, shake it up, and then you just start eating the... That got me
Dude,
excited.
Dude, all you need for that is Pinterest. Date somebody that has true. Pinterest. You know what? We're going to eat breakfast from a jar and then salad from a coffee mug.
That's right.
Oh, you're so creative.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I got a little distracted by that.
No, that did look weird.
Yeah. I just totally saw waffles in a jar, and I'm like, that sounds amazing.
It does.
Okay, sorry.
I was like, I almost brought a toaster in this morning and a whole bunch of... Anyway,
really?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'll bring... Oh, we'll have Jenna tomorrow, right? Is she joining us Thursday and Friday?
I believe tomorrow, yeah. She's joining us. I don't know if she eats bread. I mean, you look at her.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
Yeah. I mean, look at her. So
I
if
know.
She eats bread,
I
it's going to be like
her.
An all-nut bread.
Some you know? All-nut bread.
It's made out of nuts.
Yeah, it's made by fairies and elves, and it has pepper in it and turmeric and whatever.
Yeah,
whatever. She's so healthy.
Ashwagandha.
I know,
it's got some sort of things you've never heard of before.
Which is funny because she has a mouth like a sailor and she's from Jersey and she eats like the most natural.
You just outed her as having a mouth like a sailor.
Listeners
think that she's this innocent pep talky.
No, they don't. No, they don't. If you've listened to her, she edits herself. But man, yeah, she's a tough cookie.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Afraid of her.
Yeah, well,
and it looks like I could beat her up and I definitely could not.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's. But no, she's a very, very healthy eater.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's true.
Yeah, bringing in the.
I'll make us breakfast tomorrow. I'll see where she's at. I'll just bring everything.
Bring waffles in a jar.
And turmeric and pepper.
Turmeric and pepper. All right. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. But yeah, be careful of those deep fakes. Holy moly.
Oh my gosh. Right, so it's bizarre.
Real quick after that. Mm-hmm. So you and I were talking, we were just talking just a bit ago about pornography.
Yeah. Right.
So apparently, like some of these AI whatever or people whatever are doing these deep fakes with certain celebrities.
Yes.
In pornography.
And it looks like, right.
And
yes,
like
and this has been happening for months. Yeah, because my husband told me about it, and it wasn't like, although I can totally see
He's
that.
Like, guess what I found?
right. And if you know Darren Boyd, you know that he would. But no, it was on the news, and it was, I forget who it was, but it was AOC. It was AOC as a porn star, and we were like, and it sounded real.
Boy.
It looked real.
Well, so that's why I saw one of those deep fakes with
like,
this Fannie, what is it called? Fannie Obama.
Fannie Obama. It's called Fannie Obama. And you can search it and you'll find it and you'll be amazed too.
Yeah. When I saw Fannie Obama, then I started looking at deep fakes and like, man, these things are getting so real.
It's weird.
And then when I looked it up, one of the first stories came up is this concern that like famous
they're
people
worried are, gonna be
are being
into
thrown into
dirty movies.
Pornography situations. They're like, that's not me.
Right.
And apparently it looks like them.
Like, I think it's funny if it's AOC, but if it was me, nobody would do that as me, but I would be mortified, you know? My gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Look at my body.
Like, but that's not me. I'm like, wait a minute. Actually.
Yeah, this is totally me.
This is totally me. Go ahead and share that thing around.
That's right. I know. Look how good I'm looking. Check out my bathing suit.
Okay.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief Plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief Plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling.
You missed my... Missed my part.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I start it?
Rewind it.
Here, hold on. Hold on.
It's 5 o'clock hour. Hooked on a feeling. Yeah, there we go. I'm high on believing.
Bobby's not high ever.
I am high on life, baby. High on life.
Except on life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's get over
and,
to...
And neither am I right now. or ever. or right now. You want David? David?
Let's go to David.
You guys are killing me today.
Rescue us,
I'm
David.
I'm telling you. The mother of a six-year-old who shot his teacher in Virginia is pleading guilty to state charges on felony child neglect. Deja Taylor's son shot teacher Abigail Zwerner at school early this year. That would be last school year, putting her in the hospital. Taylor's sentencing on federal gun charges and the newest state charge will be in October. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen admitting she ate hallucinogenic mushrooms when she went to China. She did an interview with CNN, and she says the mushrooms were part of a meal at a popular restaurant. She says she was not aware that they were hallucinogenic.
Who was this?
Janet Yellen. Yeah.
Janet Yellen.
Can you imagine
the Treasury Secretary.
Yes.
The former head of the Fed. Oh, boy.
Eating hallucinogenic mushrooms in a Chinese restaurant in China on a business trip.
I know you haven't done them, Bobby, but do you have any questions? Oh, my God.
I got a lot. I have a lot of questions. B, I have like Janet Yellen.
Can you imagine being high?
If you know what
Janet
Yellen looks like and what her demeanor is and everything, like I can't imagine.
First off, she's a lovely lady, but it looks like somebody that you would see at a gardening club.
Yes,
you know what
that's
I mean?
A good way to put
Yes. She's just got little. Yeah. It's funny because her last name's Yellen, and she doesn't look like she's.
Oh no, she ain't yelling at anybody anytime soon. that's wow. I would have loved to have seen the
Did
video.
Did she
of that
do
one.
Anything or go to a concert or anything?
Yeah. No, it doesn't Probably. Say. I don't think so.
She sat in her
she
hotel
wasn't
room.
She was that polyphonic spree, just jazzing. It
I was
up.
Gonna say she sat in her hotel room in a chair and just stared at the wall for 3 hours.
This was the best.
So you are familiar
salad
with mushrooms
ever.
Oh my
That's
goodness.
Terrifying.
This is terrifying. I feel bad for her.
I feel very bad for her. That's awful.
That's crazy. All right. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, Bobby Rossi, Candy filling in for Andrew. Stick around.
Fox News. News, I'm CJ Papa. Former President Trump bashing the current president on Truth Social, claiming President Biden is a compromised president, calling him a Manchurian candidate. Fox's Brooke Singman with more.
Trump is currently facing 91 charges in 4 separate criminal cases, all likely to head to court before Election Day 2024. Now, cameras will be allowed in the courtroom in Georgia, setting the stage for a spectacle unlike anything we have ever seen before.
At least 106 people perishing in the Maui wildfires. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says President Biden will visit the area.
He did not want to interfere with the incredibly difficult emotional and physical work that goes on in a disaster zone.
Search team sifting through the rubble by the hour looking for remains of victims. And President Biden will touch on the one-year anniversary of signing of the Inflation Reduction Act today at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 74 degrees right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. The state attorney's office says two of the three juveniles recently charged in the Pensacola anti-Semitic vandalism cases will be tried as adults. Those suspects are 17-year-old Waylon Fowler and 16-year-old Nicholas Ferry. They'll be joined in adult court by 18-year-old Kessler Ferry. 15-year-old Wyatt Fowler will remain in the juvenile court system. The four suspects facing charges of felony criminal mischief enhanced to a hate crime. They're accused in a string of recent vandalisms that included bricks with Nazi symbols being thrown through windows at Jewish synagogues. And firefighters responding to a Pensacola Recycling Center fire last night. That happened just before 8:30 at Southern Recycling on Merrick Street. Multiple fire units responded, including the fire boat, and thick black smoke was seen coming from that location. Right now, we don't have any word on the cause of that fire. Deputies in Escambia County investigating a stabbing last night on West Herman Avenue. Investigators say a homeless man was stabbed in the chest. No word on his condition at the moment or the severity of his injuries. Investigators say he was only able to give a vague description of the suspect, and there's no word if deputies were able to identify that person. The developer that's planning a $110 million housing and retail project at Community Maritime Park now continuing to wait out the market conditions. With high interest rates and builder sentiment low, Inspired Communities of Florida says they want to pay the city of Pensacola to extend their lease option until February of next year.
These size of projects are very, very difficult to pull off and take a lot of background and research. So it is encouraging that a group that has a lot of that background and research already done continues to be interested in trying to figure something out and putting their money where their mouth is.
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves, and he says that the organization wants to pay the city $60,000 to extend their lease option until February of next year. Marco Rubio, part of a group of lawmakers that are concerned that terrorists could be profiting from illegal tobacco sales. Senator Rubio and four colleagues from both Democrat and Republican parties announced this week that they've sent a letter to Secretary of State Antony Blinken. They're concerned that about the national security threat that illicit tobacco trafficking could have. Besides harming public health, the senators believe it could be a significant source of revenue for transnational criminal organizations. It is 5:34 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
It will be feeling much drier today with a high near 93 degrees, 20% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 75. For Thursday, 10% chance of rain with a high near 95. Thursday night, warming up near 79 degrees for the overnight temperature. Full humidity returns for Friday with a high near 98 and a 10% chance of rain. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 9 when Dr. Stevenson from Pensacola State College will be talking about fall registration and all the degrees Pensacola State College has to offer. Learn about scholarships, financial aid, grants, and how you can graduate loan-free. That's this Friday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola. It is Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Bobby Rossi here filling in for Andrew. Candy, of course, maintaining everything and make sure we're staying on track.
Pushing buttons.
Keeping the cars on the rail.
Yeah.
It's about 76 degrees. What, are you kidding me? I got a cold front. This is like...
It does.
Is this November?
Cooler.
What's going on? Yeah. Ah.
I know. I mean, snowsuit and mucklucks.
That's right. May not last very long, but yeah. At least right now it's not feeling so bad. National Hurricane Center is now actually showing that we've got 3 potential storms. So we had a quiet season. Still might remain quiet. Like, these might fizzle out. But
they're totally going to.
One totally will.
Yes.
But one of them is in the Gulf of Mexico right now. A 20% chance of formation over the next 7 days, which is not a lot, of course, but... 2 systems yesterday were, one of them was at 20%, one was at 30%. The one that was at 30% is now at 40%. The one that was at 20% is now at 30%. So, like, their chances of formation are increasing. And both of those systems are out in the Atlantic off the coast of Africa, and they are both, right now, their trajectory is headed towards the eastern coast of the United States. A lot can change, of course, over the next 7 to 14 days. There is, if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in just a minute, I do want to talk about a little bit about Maui and the fires and everything in just a second. But I do have a couple of, we're talking about artificial intelligence and kind of how scary artificial intelligence can be. I think it's really awesome, by the way. I didn't clarify that. I like artificial intelligence. And I do think artificial intelligence is kind of the future. And unfortunately, it is also going to mean that jobs are going to go away. I mean, we're seeing right now a writer strike in Hollywood, right?
Right.
And I was talking to somebody about this the other day. Go, how do you think it's going to end with it? I said, I don't know how this is going to end because what the writers want, they can't get. What the writers want is, we don't want artificial intelligence writing any scripts. Sorry, we can't provide that for you. I mean, that's just the reality. I can't promise you that.
Right.
Because if artificial intelligence can write a script that's very entertaining, it's very informative, whatever it might be, right? Then we're going to use it. And so,
of course,
it's just business. And it, like, well, but that cuts me out of a job. Like, I mean, okay, there's going to be fast food jobs that are going to go away more. I went to a McDonald's recently. I was driving, but going through town, went into a McDonald's. There was nobody in there, like no staff.
You went to one of those? Were they great?
It was great, actually. Shh. But it was. I go up there, there's a kiosk. I order from the kiosk. The only person I saw was somebody that came out of the kitchen to basically put my food down on a pickup section.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, all right. And I
feel like such
fun.
A rube. Like, tell me more, big city, Bobby.
Yeah.
What was it like? That's what. But no, I've read about that on Reddit. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I was like, what is this strangeness that's happening here?
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, there's a part of me went, I like this.
Yeah.
Because it as I've gotten older, I've become a little bit more of an introvert.
Yeah, and well, so, and same. No, I like the self-service everything.
So, yeah, I'm the self-service everything. I know people are like, da, 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 and I'm like, I like to not have to talk to people. And so, which, by the way.
It's ironic because of what you
yeah,
do.
Yeah, I was going to say, which, by the way, a little unknown secret, most talk radio hosts are extremely introverted. Like, I'm not extremely introverted, but most talk radio hosts I know personally, like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh, when he finally had enough money mm-hmm. and enough power to go, this is what I want to do, he built his own studio inside his house.
Right.
And yeah, never left.
Yeah. And I he
stopped going to golf tournaments. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't want to socialize with people. And now I have enough money, I don't have to.
Right.
So,
yeah.
And that's how I have so many friends. Like, as soon as I shut the microphone off and they leave the studio, they're done, man. They don't look at people in the eye. They just, like, some of my friends who are talk radio hosts, I mean, they are so deep. They're not just deeply introverted. They are shy.
Well, I don't understand how, because really, like, all I do is push buttons and play music and stuff. But the hosts, like, you have to be on for 4 hours running around. And it's talk radio. It's not like music where you can,
get a little bit of a break.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, check this out. But no, with talk, and especially conservative talk radio, oh my gosh.
No, there's,
I don't know how y'all do it.
I used to tell people all the time, between the show prep, you know, 3 or 4 hours
which
a day
takes,
or whatever.
Yes.
And Andrew, I think, spends 8 hours doing his show prep. But between the show prep, and then when you get done with the energy levels of even a 2 hour show, that's why I've actually always said I recommend 2 hour shows for hosts, especially when they're first starting, because it drains you. I leave here and I'm like, I gotta go take a nap.
You're dead.
And
I
go take a 2 hour, 3 hour nap sometimes, just like I got nothing. And a lot of people don't realize that. And I remember Jenna when she first started and I was training her, all this other stuff. She was just like, I'm so exhausted after doing pep talk. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yes. And it's 2 hours of talking. And they're doing most of the talking.
Yeah.
You know, but it's still, all of the talking.
There's so many other things.
It is, though. Yeah.
I don't even know where I would get off on that. But basically the idea is, because talking about introverted artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, artificial intelligence is going to start taking jobs. It's going to. And some jobs I think you might be able to fight back against. Like, for example, with artificial intelligence writing movie scripts, the way you can kind of fight back a little bit is, well, somebody has to input the details into artificial intelligence in order to get it. You can't just go, write me a script. It's not going to do that.
Right.
You've got to input some factors and stuff like this. So you might be able to get some sort of writing credit. It's about the best you're going to be able to do. And that's just an example. There's going to be a lot of other ways. Anyway, texts. AI can be asked how to bypass parental controls and protection barriers.
Oh, what we were talking earlier about. Yeah,
about
like
kids yeah.
and with AI, sure.
Yeah, good point.
I hadn't really thought about that, and you're right.
Another text here says, I guess the mom... Oh, no. That was different. That's from yesterday. So the child can't be on AI unless their parents sign off to give permission. You realize how many parents or kids don't even know what AI is? So the parents are going to sign off or give permission anyway. Or the child is just going to lie about their age, and that's what we were talking about before, too. AI will take you anywhere you ask questions. Oh, so that's the danger of AI for kids. I want to know, when I was watching TV with mom, and this show that she was watching talked about the boy did this to the girl. Tell me about that.
Right.
Show me what that is, and it's just going to show them. So, yeah, good point right there.
I hadn't really thought about that. There was a movie that came out that called War Games. This is 40 years ago whatever.
You're talking about a long time ago.
Yeah, with Matthew Broderick. I mean, I've heard about it. I'm only 29. So
yeah,
whatever,
well, we like historical documents.
That's right, historical. Some old black and white film. But no, and when it comes to AI, I think a lot of us think of War Games. Like, it's just, do you want to play a game? Like, you don't really think. But it is so different now.
So different, and you gotta watch for things. By the way, speaking of movies, Sound of Freedom now made $173 million.
I hate that it has to be there, but it looks like a great movie. I can't bring myself to watch it.
I was not going to watch it. I watched the... So I was here July 4th weekend. I was getting ready for... And I had just nothing to do. And I'm going to go see a movie. July 4th weekend. This will be fun. And what movies are out? So I pull up the trailer.
So you pull up the big downer.
I was like, the Sound of Freedom. I go, Sound of Freedom?
I know.
That sounds like a movie about the Blue Angels.
That's right. Yeah, it was made for me. Bobby Ross.
I'm going to watch this. And so then I watched the trailer. No lie. I just started sobbing halfway through the trailer. And I was like,
it's about child trafficking and it's...
Yeah, I was like, I can't watch this. And a friend of mine was like, I'm going to go see this. And you need to come watch it. I was like, I don't want to do that. And they're like, I already bought you a ticket. And I'm like, oh, geez. And then I felt like obligated. And so then I went in there. Mm-hmm. And but I'm like having to do like breathing and stuff, exercises while I'm sitting there.
I can't imagine. You have children.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's got to be, oh my gosh.
It's heavy.
The one meme I saw, and it's not funny, but it's like if you're walking through a grocery store and this is, it said moms after seeing a, is it Sound of Freedom?
Yes,
is
Sound that what it Freedom, is? Yeah.
Just like you don't leave your grocery carts unattended. You know, like they had a kid on their hand on a kid while they're doing shopping at the same time. And like, man, I mean, this stuff's been going on for about 1,000 years.
It has been going on for a long time, but man, it's scary still.
Yeah.
Very, very scary. I saw this, and first of all, you know the Blue Angels license plate?
Mm-hmm.
We have here in Florida. I love it.
I do too.
Love it.
Yeah. I remember when they were just putting it in. Yeah. You could pre-order it.
They're coming out now with a one for they're coming out with one for motorcycles. So I thought that's cool.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
It's a smaller version for motorcycles. So I thought that was cool.
Great. Oh, for the motorcycle Blue Angel. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I was going to say we already have the Twice Save a Life license plate, but.
Sorry. Blue Angels license plate.
Motorcycle license plate for the Blue Angels.
Motorcycles,
that's cool.
That's really cool. Now, iPhone, switching topics here real quick. A new iPhone feature may have saved lives in Maui.
Great.
During those wildfires. And you're listening to Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. So, the new iPhone 14S, so you had to have the newest phone. Mine is a 13 mini. It's the last year that they made the smaller version.
Okay, good.
I realized I was dropping my phone a lot, and I finally realized the reason I'm dropping my phone is too big.
They're huge.
Because I'm trying to get it out of my pocket, and it's all big and bulky, and it snags on something, and I'm dropping it. I was like, I'm going back to a smaller phone. And so I was trying to upgrade to the mini, and they were like, last year we made the mini, it was a 13. I was like, I'll get that one then.
Right. Yeah. this is my big giant one.
You got a big giant one.
Yeah, that's right. We could take it to the beach later, go floating.
Yeah, there you go.
They're huge.
It's a safety device. So apparently the iPhone 14S, you can connect to a satellite in order to call 911. That's right. It becomes a sat phone.
Oh, bad.
During emergencies.
But, oh, that's awesome.
I was like, oh, now I might need to get a 14S.
I know. I'll upgrade.
Yeah, I'll upgrade.
My 5.
Like, how much do you really need a sat phone? Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
you
might.
Never know. Yes.
So, also, speaking of rest, you remember how the other day we were talking about the criticism of tourists who were going to Maui.
Right.
And yet they still were touristing. They still were snorkeling.
Right, paddleboarding and snorkeling.
Paddleboarding,
right,
all this other stuff. And we're like, yeah, if I was there, I probably would be trying to figure out how can I help.
Yes. You absolutely would.
Vacationer from Denver was a pilot. And he flew hundreds of people either off the island to other islands to safety because they had relatives
on Oahu or
Lei or something like this. Mm-hmm. So he flew lots of people to other islands to get off of Maui. And then there's a ton of tourists who are, you know, trapped in these wildfires.
Yeah.
He flew them back to the mainland.
That's great.
Flew hundreds of people back to the mainland as a pilot. So
here he's down there on vacation. What a great story. Yeah.
And then he's like, let me step up.
He's the Bobby Rossi of pilots.
I don't know, but he's more than the Bobby Rossi.
No, but
I would have been out there like,
no,
let me wipe this dirt off your face. Like, that's
No, but I know your heart. And this is like, hey, what'd you do on your vacation? Oh, I went to the Philippines to help minister.
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I think
that's I know. I went to the movies. But that's awesome. That heals my heart a little bit. I saw that the death toll just topped 100.
Yeah, it just topped 100. Yeah, and I saw something that they're saying don't be surprised if it's over 200.
Of course. Yeah, they're still looking. It's so sad.
Yeah, it is. Texture about the Sound of Freedom. Mm-hmm. America needs to watch it. It's real. It's true. And we lose too many to trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And I after seeing it, I'm like, okay, it's heavy. But I do feel like you need to see it. Just don't take your kids. When I went and saw it, there was like 6-year-old and 8-year-old kids in there.
Oh my gosh.
This is way too heavy for them. This is going to give them nightmares. Like, somebody's going to kidnap me and
they'll never leave your side again. But I know if I had kids, I would put the leash on them. And I know that you're not supposed to do that, or maybe you do or whatever. But
I think the leash is fine.
If I did, I don't know. I can't even imagine. I would just want them by me all the time.
Speaking of politically correct and politically incorrect.
Yeah.
Somebody told me yesterday that I was offensive. Okay. I've been told that forever, but I was offensive because I called somebody homeless. Like, I was describing homeless people, and they said, no, they're not homeless. They're Bobby, their name, you describe them as unhoused. And I was like, I've never heard of this.
I've never heard of this either.
And they're like, that's because you're some sort of right-wing commie. And I'm like, oh.
Next time, put me on speaker. Not like I have, you know, whatever. But no, there's a ton. I think that people are confusing homeless with the panhandlers, which I'm sure many of the panhandlers are homeless. But
some of them are not.
But some of them are not. But no, that's true. But like the homeless, there's so many homeless that you don't see. Because you hear homeless and you think Fairfield. Yeah. You know, that one part of Pensacola. And it's so much, there's so many like children that don't have homes because their parents have been displaced and they're sleeping on cars, couches, friends' apartments and stuff like that. And it's absolutely called homeless. And it's, you know, and it is.
By the way, I did see an unfortunate story about Maui. Looting has begun.
Oh my gosh.
Looting.
Of course it has.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
So with that, I found a story on, I don't know where I got it from, but it has some socially acceptable items to steal. I'll run through these real fast. Just see what
cool.
You think. Abused or neglected pets.
That's great.
Is it okay to steal an abused or neglected pet?
Well, I'm not going to lie. I've done it 4 times.
Okay, there you go. It's
yeah,
it's
so
okay.
It's perfectly fine.
There was some movie recently I saw, a TV show, where somebody's like...
It's called Candy in Jail.
No, it has like this dog, like he's this tough guy, and he keeps walking by, and this dog is constantly like yelping and stuff, and finally he just went and like just took it. And the guy's like, what are you doing? My dog. Here's my dog. And he's like, yeah, you're not taking care of him. I'm taking him.
Good.
And I was like, oh, geez. Other socially acceptable things to steal? Napkins.
Okay.
I don't know about that. Like the cloth napkins? From like a restaurant, I think that would be kind of.
Well, it's not like the restaurant's going to spring back up into action and eat all those napkins.
Grapes, you know how like you go to the grocery store and graze. You might just go graze a little bit.
Yeah, that's the word. I used to work at Apple Market.
Okay,
working out a non-compete, and they're called grazers.
Yeah,
so I don't do it anymore.
Yeah. So that branded pens. Oh yeah. I think they expect you to steal those.
Yeah.
They want you to.
I knew I have a big collection of ADX communication finery. I'm just kidding.
Okay, there
no,
you
I
go.
Don't.
speaking of which, workplace office supplies are socially acceptable to steal. It depends. Yeah.
I think back in the old days, who needs a stapler at home anymore?
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do with a
notepad?
Not
that I've ever done that, Mary or Dave.
And just think, what am I going to do with a notepad? I have a phone. You can socially steal plant trimmings.
People do that all the time in Lowe's.
Really?
Yeah, they just you could take a little piece of a plant and propagate it and turn it into a plant.
Oh, okay.
I am not that gifted. I'll buy whole plants and they'll die. So, but yeah, some people do it, and that's super, super, super common.
Okay, and apparently,
like the expert on thievery,
socially acceptable things to steal or loot would be pads and tampons.
Yes, somebody texted that in.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, absolutely.
They beat me to it.
I think they should leave. I think they should be free. I don't need them now.
That's probably a good
but
idea.
Man, it was hard in college. I mean,
oh,
I'm not
going
to. Yeah, it's tough. It's, you know, when you don't have any money to eat, let alone.
It's tough to be a father and you've got two daughters and a wife who are like, I need more. And you're like, oh my gosh, it's 11 o'clock at night.
They're
like,
about that. Yeah.
They're like, it's 11 o'clock at night. Yeah, I know.
Also,
I need
never
these.
Send a guy to buy you pads because they just don't think correctly and they think bigger is better. And the next thing you know, hey, here's new seating for the living room. It's like, oh.
I just
that's not the kind of
all
I
say is take a picture of what you currently have, send it to me. I'll
oh,
see if it's
lovely.
At the store.
Oh, you're a good man.
So that's because I don't know what I'm getting.
There you go.
And I was like, where does this thing go even?
Yeah. And no, I think they should be free. But
free.
Anyway.
All right. There could be an argument there.
Free pad store.
Free pad
Candy
store.
Beats.
there is all right, coming up here next, we're gonna get a quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom on News Radio 92.3.
When we talk about imports like Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, Lexus, really nice cars, you pay a little bit extra to get them, but you don't have to pay extra to service them. That's a kind of a common belief people have is that you have to go to the dealership in order to get them serviced. You don't. And if that dealership happens to be, I don't know, over a state line, over some water, across a bridge that nobody ever enjoys driving across, well, you can not only save money, but save time and inconvenience by getting your car serviced right here on Davis Highway at Bobby Likas Auto Service. They work on those cars all the time. They work on domestics. They work on diesel engines. If you've got a diesel truck, for example, you might think, again, that's a little bit tricky and you got to go to the dealership. You don't. They take care of those cars all the time. Their philosophy is, let's see you for the little stuff, the preventative, routine, scheduled maintenance, so we can avoid seeing you for the big stuff. Kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car, which is why they have their website called A Car Clinic Service. Carfax.com. In 2021, Carfax rated them a top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and installation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community, and it's always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. This month, they focus on hurricane preparedness, summer safety, and back-to-school physicals. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on Twitter at Healthy Escambia.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Now, summertime's a bang, need something to keep you cool. Now, summertime's a bang, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Good point here. We're talking about socially acceptable to steal animals that are abandoned or abused. And says, texter says, I don't think steal is the right word to secure a lost or abandoned pet. Hopefully you'll get back to the owner. Either get back to the owner, or if it's lost or abandoned, it's not lost or abandoned. You're rescuing it now. You're
absolutely, yeah, yeah.
You're rescuing it.
But it's always nice to get that if you find a pet and get them with their owner and reunite them.
Yeah.
There is nothing like that.
That's
it's great.
True. Until you start walking away and the pet follows you instead of staying with the owner.
Yeah, which
that actually happened to me.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yeah.
And they're like, Fido
they're
Rocky
like, come
now.
Here, Coco. Come here, Coco. And Coco's like, I'm going with this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Eat it.
Yeah. By the way, we're talking about feminine napkins and tampons and everything. Some students that were, I can't remember where they were at, Stanford University, two students created a new spiral tampon. And it just got FDA approval to be on the market now. Apparently, this spiral-shaped tampon prevents leakage and blah, blah, blah. I don't know.
Oh, cool. That's cool.
Apparently, like, they're very excited about this.
Oh, I'm glad. Yeah, you can never have too many good feminine products.
David's excited as well. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom.
Here's the expert.
Well, it appears Euphoria star.
Nothing? Okay.
Definitely not.
All right.
It appears Euphoria star Angus Cloud has died from an accidental overdose.
No.
The actor was found at his family's home in Oakland, California, July 31st. TMZ reports that he didn't leave a suicide note, so it was not intentional.
Mm. Oh, that's so sad.
That's a rough one. The accidental drug overdose is really so sad. All right, I had some. Here's a random fact here for you. The cartoon version of Inspector Gadget never revealed his real name. In the 1999 movie Matthew Broderick played, that was the first time we found that his name was John Brown.
So. Oh, I guess I didn't notice that. That's
funny. I
didn't
notice it either.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.